Right now, let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, it happened. England is out of the Cricket World Cup. How about
astonishingly,
that?
Fran, Bangladesh beat them last night at the Adelaide Oval by 15 runs. A tight game towards the finish, but you just felt something special was happening for the Bangladeshis all day, even when they were 2 for 8 early on. There was just this feeling that something special was going to happen, and it did happen for Mohammad Mahmudullah. He became the first Bangladeshi to score a century in a World Cup match. He played 114 games before he scored this century, for his first century as well for Bangladesh. And, you know, from that special event, that the rest just unravelled. And in the bowling, a guy by the name of Rubal Hussain, he's got a great backstory. He started out playing with a tennis ball wrapped in tape, and he went along to a fast bowling competition in somewhere in Bangladesh, won it easily, and they grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and threw him into their World Cup squad. And here we go. They're now confirmed into the second part of this competition. The points table at the moment is New Zealand in Pool A. This is New Zealand 10, Australia 7, Bangladesh 7, and Sri Lanka 6. Now, that could change over the next little while. Sri Lanka plays Scotland tomorrow, and you'd have to think that Sri Lanka would win that and move up a little bit further. So it'll be just interesting to see. We now know who the four teams are from Pool A, but just to where they all finish up has still got a few games to be sorted. And there's an interesting little battle on today, India against Ireland. Ireland still a chance to qualify as well, ahead of the West Indies at the moment. So England and West Indies could be eliminated from the World Cup. Now, that's something no one would have predicted happening, 20 years ago, and maybe even 1 year ago.
Oh, it's good to keep it interesting. Shake it up. That's what they say. Meanwhile, in netball, the New South Wales Swifts, that had a great start to the Trans-Tasman League, and it just keeps on going.
Yeah, well, they won their first game, and then they had to travel to New Zealand to play the always challenging Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic, and they eventually prevailed. They were down 12-11 at quarter time, but eventually prevailed 48-43. Good games from Julie Coletto. I think in defence really was the thing that set the Swifts up. You got to score goals, of course, but you got to stop the opposition doing that, and that's what they did in the second half, Fran.
Yeah, you've got to stop those goals. That's the name of the game. Warwick, talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you.